The Waikiki Transportation Management Association, if approved, would oversee street parking and curbside deliveries in the 1 square mile area from the Alawai Canal to Kapahulu Avenue. Waikiki Improvement Association President Rick Egitt says this is only a proposal and details have yet to be worked out with the community and city departments.
By putting in parking stations rather than just parking meters, we would be able to have optional rates at various times and various locations throughout Waikiki, so it wouldn't just be a one price that applied for the entire period that is designated by the city. The idea being able to potentially create a residential permit rate, for example.
The City Department of Transportation Services would approve association recommendations, and the Honolulu Police Department would enforce new laws. Egitt would also like to add to the traffic code the ability to tow illegally parked cars.
The idea there is that if you simply give them citations, you get a bunch of citations that'll pile up, but you're not going to necessarily get compliance with the law. I think all of us know that you only have to have your car towed once before you make sure that never happens again.
The Waikiki Neighborhood Board has not officially voted to support the proposal, but is scheduled to consider the matter during its May meeting. Board Chair Robert Finley says a number of older residential buildings were built before parking requirements were enacted, but there is one group he's concerned about.
Our minimum wage workers in Waikiki that come in from other than the west side where they can ride the bus in, and they must find a parking stall, and in the middle of their shift, being a waiter or a cashier at ABC store, they can't run out to feed a meter. So we brought that up with the WTMA as well.
The association would also manage curbside deliveries, both passenger and cargo. Businesses and transportation carriers would become paid members of the association and follow a master schedule. Eric Masutomi chairs an advisory group, the Waikiki Stakeholders Transportation Oversight Committee.
This is just a concept that we felt, if pursued, would solve and deal with a lot of the problems that continue to plague not just residents and businesses, but also the city and county, in trying to address some of the intractable problems that occur in Waikiki just because of the density of a very vibrant visitor area.
Three bills have been drafted to implement this proposal in the Waikiki Special Improvement District. But Honolulu City Council Business, Economic Development, and Tourism Committee Chair Trevor Ozawa would like to discuss legal implications of the proposal with Corporation Council.
What we'll do is we'll take this up at a later time, perhaps a special executive session. We'll figure that out. But I think we do have to look at dotting the I's and crossing the T's with regard to this matter.
There are 135 transportation management districts on the mainland formed over the last 30 years. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.